Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Guys, to answer your question, Jim Schwartz started coaching in 2009. Before him was Rod Marinelli.
Marinelli. Right.
Stafford right, joined yeah. When Schwartz did in 2009. That was their draft.
They didn't
class.
Win a game, right? Was that the
08, right? I believe. 2008, I think, was the
yeah, so he took season. Over. So
they went 0-16. Then they bring in Schwartz. And if you're 0-16, you get the first overall pick. And it was Matthew Stafford.
That yes, was that. So he all right. So that was the progression of Stafford, basically.
Yes, Jim Schwartz, Jim Caldwell, Matt there. Patricia.
Jim Schwartz was Stafford's. Okay, so that makes sense together. Now.
Schwartz, the new head coach, they had the number one overall pick. They drafted yep. Matt Stafford. And like now, I said, there was some progression, Joe. But remember, they're coming off 0-16. And it was like
right.
2-14.
It was not a good argument. He didn't take over. Right.
Then
so
they
I wouldn't hold
the,
it against him and say, oh, he was crap. Slow
down. 16, right. Yeah. And they did build a little bit to the point where Stafford, in his third year, went 11-5 yes, and they went to the playoffs.
Yep.
But then they
good
regressed
stuff.
Back to like 7-9 territory.
Right.
But and after, then after 5 years with Schwartz, then it was Caldwell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Caldwell with Stafford in years like, 4-8 of his career in what would right. be his prime, like I've been talking about, they got to the playoffs multiple times, multiple 10 or 11 win seasons. And then just when they were on the precipice of taking it to that next level, they decided right. to hire Matt Patricia.
Unbelievable. Yep. I mean, after an 0-16 season, you can only go up from there, right? So it was pretty pretty good for Stafford to get his first start after that season.
Right.
So that was pretty good. We'll see if it's the last of Stafford we've seen in the NFL, but that's a different story for a different day. Let's get into today's stories, guys. Mike McCarthy, as you guys know, will be the 9th head coach in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. His contract is for 5 years, and he is also joined by Saints linebacker coach Mike Nolan, who will be the Cowboys' defensive coordinator. McCarthy, ironically, was his offensive coordinator, his OC, when he was the coach, Mike Nolan, of the San Francisco 49ers back in, I believe it was 2005. So they know each other. This is going to be at least some type of pairing that work together and have experience together. And obviously, the funny story, Mike McCarthy staying at Jerry Jones's house on Saturday night, and the quote heard around the world,
McCarthy.
Once you stay at Jerry's house, he doesn't lose his guy. So we'll see what happens. McCarthy made the playoffs in 9 of his 13 seasons in Green Bay. So let's see, one historic franchise to another, from Green Bay to Dallas. Mike McCarthy has a new home in Jerry World. And I'm sure he's all about Jerry's World after that sleepover. Let's get into the association, guys. Recap some games really quickly. The Mavericks taking on the Bulls, 118-110. Only want to mention this game because, well, my MVP candidate, Luka Doncic, I think he's going to win the whole thing. He's so young, so talented. Finished with his NBA leading 11th triple-double of the year. 38 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, and Dwight Powell added 16. On the other side for the Bulls, Lauri Markkanen added 26 points in this one. Let's go to the Jazz, where they beat the Pelicans 128-126 off of some controversy, guys. Stay with me here. End of regulation. Utah's up two. Bogdanovich shoots the three, misses. Brandon Ingram gets the rebound. Two players, and I think the coach are calling timeout. They're calling timeout after Ingram gets the rebound. They don't give it to him. They don't call the timeout. Ingram starts dribbling the ball up the court. Then, of course, he faces two-time Defensive Player of the Year Rudy Gobert at the rim. And there was no foul call. I think there was contact made. He hit his arm going up, but Ingram did not get the points. They did not call the foul. They review it just based on time. They don't review it as a foul. They review to see if there was any time left on the clock. There wasn't, so they weren't going to add a foul at the end of the regulation. End of game. Jazz win.
Protest.
Ironically, what's up? What's up, Dane?
Protest.
Protest, absolutely. And it's ironic because this is a day after the Saints lost on a controversial no call. So New Orleans just can't seem to win. It is just in any sport, football or basketball. So the irony is that, you know, this happens to, I guess, just New Orleans in the playoffs. So.
Yeah, New Orleans has plenty of things going for it.
I guess so. But I mean, hey, you know, after one loss after another, it's poor New Orleans. But I think they'll make it out of this one alive. They got a lot of promise in New Orleans coming up and so on and so forth. But let's continue on with the association. The Celtics beat the Thunder 120-113, but Joel Embiid dislocated his left finger in the first quarter of this game. He still finished with 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists. And he said, quote, "I want to play in a big game. This is the next game that they have against the Boston Celtics. Last time we played, it was a great success, but at the end of the day, it's whatever they want me to do. This game on Thursday is a battle between two of the top 5 teams in the East with the Celtics and the 76ers. Obviously, Joel Embiid a big part of that. We'll see if he plays. Probably not going to play. Celtics might end up taking this one and extending their lead on the East. Early in the season, a lot of basketball left to play, but this is when the teams start to really shape up. Speaking of shape up, guys, Louisiana taking down Miami, Ohio, 27-17 in the Lending Tree Bowl. There's only one game left before the national championship. That's the FCS championship. James Madison taking on North Dakota State. James Madison are 1.5-point favorites, and the total in this one is 52 points. All right, that about does it for me. Going to send it back to the crew on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Tuesday morning.
Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, welcome back in hour two here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Darren Aries, Dane Martinez. We look to make it rain here as we get ready for divisional week here in the NFL. It's funny. Now it's starting to come back to me now, Dave. Jim Schwartz, if you guys will remember, when he was the head coach with the Lions, and it's not easy, by the way, to take over a 0-16 franchise where nobody's taking responsibility for anything. He was the guy, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he get into a fight with Jim Harbaugh in the middle of the Didn't Harbaugh hit him with something or something along those lines? Like
Did have an altercation.
And Schwartz went after him and was like, "Are you kidding me?"
That's
like,
right. That did happen. What was that about? Did he like run up the score on him or something?
He won the game. I think it was the 49ers won the game late, and Harbaugh was so pumped up that when he met him at the field.
Oh, yeah. He shook his hand. When they shook hands, he gave him a pull-in and like a whatever because Harbaugh was just amped up like he always is. That's right. And he like very aggressively shook his hand, and Schwartz thought that he was kind of like rubbing it in.
Yes. That was it. That was Schwartz.
That was what it was. I remember that.
He also guys, remember, he was in line for the Giants job before they gave it to Shurmur. He was definitely somebody that was in place for that. I remember that
he
wants to coach again. And yeah. I would not at all be surprised. Again, you learn from experience. There are a couple of teams. He also, I think Arizona ended up hiring Steve Wilks from within, but that didn't work out well.
Yeah.
But I do think he's going to get a couple of cracks at the apple here. It'll be interesting to see what happens with him. But yeah, I think you and I will both agree, especially this year, the most consistent thing of the Eagles over the last couple of years has been what, Dane? That damn defense.
Yeah, except for their secondary. Their front seven, for sure.
Oh, but their yes. crushed with injuries That's like true. Anybody else. But I mean,
yeah, absolutely. That, absolutely. You know, their defense has defense. Been there. They got a scheme with the wide nines and stuff like that. Yep. Here's what I would only say back, though, Joe. If I'm hiring a head coach right now, I'm hiring an offensive-minded one, not a defensive-minded one. Well, that's just me, though. Like Vic Fangio, sure, but I'm targeting an offensive guy.
Why?
I just am.
Depends on what you need most.
Yeah.
Depends on what you. Oh, if you need
like
toughness.
The league this year, these days. Yeah.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's a question for you, and I'm trying to understand exactly what this is, but AB, instead of actually being in the NFL catching passes, he's picking fights with Logan Ryan. Is that correct? Is this the YouTube guy? Is that what I'm to understand, that he is now he's now picking fights with just about anybody and everybody that will pay attention to him at any particular point? Because, and I guess maybe it's not a bad way to go, since, and maybe Fasano, the guys in the crew, can speak to this here, but is this guy not, doesn't he have like 20 trillion followers over there, and now AB is picking a fight with him. Is that talk about some publicity?
It's whatever
Logan
you
Paul,
can
I'm sorry,
stay
Logan
relevant.
Paul. Yeah,
you're just
Logan
trying to
Paul.
Stay out there. There
How
you
does
go.
He
Great.
Even know Logan Paul? Like that's
he
what I'm trying to
doesn't.
Figure out.
Yeah. That's what it is. It doesn't. It's just now he's devolved into like an internet troll, Joe.
Yes.
He's doing
yes.
whatever he can just to have his name out there, just to be relevant. You know, and that's it's a sad kind of fall from grace. It really
it's
is.
It's crazy, right? I mean, isn't it just absolutely nuts that instead of being on a field helping a team yeah. win, he's actually even a curse? And I got to congratulations to Logan Paul, man. I mean, honestly, for him to drop this, which I thought was great. AB says square up Logan Paul, and he says I'll drop you faster than the Patriots. I might be a big fan of his right now. I got to tell you, man, the burn is fantastic here by Logan Paul. Congratulations there. To the point where, Dan, they've even come up with odds. We've got odds for a boxing match with Logan Paul.
That's funny.
And damn AB, but that's the way, that's where we're at right now with AB, guys.
I'll tell you, though, like Antonio Brown doing all this stuff about, like, with the Saints or the NFL yes. on social media, that's yes. one thing, right? This guy, Logan Paul, like, you're fighting him on his turf. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't be surprised. You know, when you say like Logan Paul, hey, good burn like that. Of course, this guy like you're fighting him in his game. This is not you doing the NFL on social media or a team or another athlete. This is like a guy who makes his living having that presence on social media, on YouTube. Like, don't go fight a road game, AB.
Exactly, dude. Like, no, stay in your lane, dude. Just stay
That's right.
in your lane. But again, they'll certainly, and I guarantee you now, there's a whole lot of people had no idea what AB or who he was. Probably yeah, know what people going, who is this AB? Why are you fighting
that's
Logan?
Just to stay relevant. I guarantee you this man is on, you know, some B-level, D-level reality show.
That's what makes me think, though, he's not as dumb as maybe we're all making him out to see, because that's pretty damn strategic to go after the guy that's going to keep you relevant.
You think this is a long play for his brand? Maybe.
I'm just saying, I mean, that's brilliant. That's brilliant, man.
I don't want to go to politics, right? But, like, a lot of people think, like, is our president crazy like a fox? Is there a strategy or not? It's an open question, right? So with AB, I have the same open question. Is this planned? Is this a long game strategy? I don't know. I'll leave it at that.
Just saying, it's very strange that you would pick the number one social media influencer in the world, and you would pick a fight with this dude. Like, seriously? Interesting. Out of nowhere.
And remember, he did this also when he, like, picked a fight with the Raiders, remember? And he then wanted to get released, and we found out that he actually, like, worked with branding firms and stuff, consultants, to figure out how to free himself of it. So, yeah, I get it. Yes. Is he crazy or is he crazy like a fox?
Exactly.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
Me either, but I think it's fascinating, man. Because just when we think, like, oh, man, this guy's got to get himself checked in, he pulls this move out, and I'm going, this dude is brilliant. Now he's going to be
but
the number
one.
But
are we overthinking it and giving him credit when maybe there was no thought pattern there?
But why, Logan? Like, it's not like they have a history together. You randomly to pick out Logan Paul, like, yeah.
I don't know. There could be real. Like, he could have just woke up that day, you know? I mean, right. So how much do you attribute it to strategy is my question. I can see how this could be strategic, but I don't know that I attribute the strategy to AB.
Yeah, I think this is very interesting to say
the least.
So
it is.
Yeah, this is very interesting to say the least. Also, to say... we've got a line that's been drawn in the sand here, guys. Number one, we can tell you now that it's a couple of days in, Dane, for our games in the NFC, certainly, between Minnesota, of course, that is Saturday at 4:35, Minnesota and San Francisco, and then Sunday at 6:40, you've got the Hawks and the Packers. It's very clear right off the bat who the public is on and who the pros are on. And you don't have to look any further. Starting on Saturday in this Vikings game, Dane, it is quite obvious that the public loves the 49ers, with over 2/3 of the bets hammering San Francisco and laying the either 6.5 or 7, which is where it opened up in a lot of places. The problem is when you have that kind of love going towards the team, it ain't moving, man. It's still 6.5, 7 across the board, which means the pros are all over Minnesota again this week so far early on, and the public loves San Francisco. Now, in Seattle and Green Bay, you've got the reverse happening here, man. The public cannot believe Russell Wilson is getting points in this game. They are hammering Seattle. The number of bets, it's almost 3-1 right now, Seattle. But
wow,
this game opened up 3.5, Dane.
It's 4.
I'm seeing 3.5, 4. I'm even seeing fours in some places, guys. So that means the pros love Aaron Rodgers. The public loves Russell Wilson. And it's flipped over in the other game where the public loves San Francisco, laying the, 6.5, 7, whatever it may be. But the pros are all over the dog in Minnesota. Could the dark horse be the Vikings here now? Could it very well be the Vikings? Now, again, we had given you the numbers for wild card, Dane, for wild card week. Here's what we know about the divisional round here, all right? This final eight. Dogs, since 2003, Dane, 38-24 against the number. They have been very profitable in this round. Also very profitable to fade against the number, the team coming off the bye. 52-43 against the number, over 55%, Dane. It has been profitable to fade that bye team and back the underdog in this divisional matchup this week. So Green Bay at home, though, I think presents a very interesting situation. Yeah. But it's quite obvious to me that the public, Russell Wilson, the more he plays, the more public support he is getting.
True. True, and I'm going to be on Green Bay. We'll talk about why probably throughout the week. But when I hear that, Joe, and I don't know, this is my thesis, my hypothesis. I'm not sure if it's right. You tell me if you think this holds water. When you get to this weekend, right, and you have the 1 and 2 seeds, the byes, these are teams that were 14-2, 13-3. And so I wonder if the number is inflated, right? Like, we see double-digit lines here when there's a 1 seed at play at home. I wonder if part of that is because it's baked in a little bit that the line is usually a little bit higher than it should be, or we approach double digits. And regardless, you have a playoff caliber team that just won a game on the other side, right? So like these teams, Vikings, Titans, Texans, Seahawks, maybe in general, these are the caliber of teams that shouldn't be more than a touchdown dogs against anybody. And in this round, they frequently are. And so those numbers may be a little bit too much. So I can see the number. I would wonder, Joe, about straight up, this idea of does the point spread matter? How many of these are times where the 1 or 2 seed, the home team, wins but doesn't cover the number? Because I think maybe it's the number that causes that stat for the dogs as opposed to outright wins.
Well, it's not. It's against the – I mean, bottom line is the numbers, they all matter. So if you're going to – I'm going to be betting a game taking the points, which with the dog, it's been pretty darn profitable to do it because – and it could very well be that they anticipated San Francisco getting all the love and Minnesota getting none, so the line is shaded.
Yeah, I think what we see is the numbers getting inflated. Because
there's no doubt who the public likes in either of these games, guys, but they're on both sides. They're opposite sides, guys.
It's only recent bias on one of them.
Big time, pros versus Joes.
Maurice Allen, 2000.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut.
Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so who would like to be the next daily fantasy legend? Come on, everyone wants to be a legend and not dead, so why don't you go for the green? Get over to dailyroto.com this fantasy golf season. You can do it because for a limited time, you can get free, that is right, free access to Daily Roto's PGA DFS product, including fantasy projections powered by Data Golf. You also get PGA betting tools and, of course, the DailyRoto.com Fantasy Golf Optimizer. Do not lay up. Go for the green with Daily Roto today. Head over to DailyRoto.com, enter the promo code green, and you'll get yourself access for a free, that's right, free seven-day golf membership. It's DailyRoto.com. That promo code is green. Go get your free seven-day golf membership today. And remember that DailyRoto.com, along with The Bachelor, is where millionaires are apparently made. Dane Martinez,
saying, Joe, let's make this, let's do this with golf. Golf DFS, Joe. You're all over golf. And yeah, I'll cover my guys. Let's get this coverage going. We'll get a little Kevin Na action, you know, good coverage.
Yeah.
Let's do it for the Sony Open. There'll be
a handful of dudes who are going to be able to win this tournament. But yes, there's a
let's
number way.
And it's good thing, Joe. Let's just cover them.
Cardano has already confirmed he will spot us the money here for the tournament to prove this scientific point.
Thanks, Mike.
Which is great. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Awesome stuff there. As long as it's a 5 cent tournament. Never mind. Appreciate that, Mike. Good stuff there. But we were telling you also, guys, that the early lines are out, of course, for these divisional matchups. Now, the AFC games, the Baltimore and the Baltimore and Houston games here, Houston at Kansas City, and of course Baltimore at Tennessee. It's they're a little more one-sided there. Obviously, we can tell you Kansas City's getting not only a lot of the public support, but also a lot of the pro support as well, as that number continues to climb. Everyone went from 7.5 to 10. Yeah, we get it. Tennessee is interesting from the standpoint of, I am not sure. That opened up at double digits, and I've seen that back down here in a few spots lately. And I don't blame. Listen, I do not, and I'm telling you guys right now, of all of the dogs The one that I would not sleep on is Tennessee in this game. And I get it. It's Baltimore. I get all of that, guys. But the reality is there are a lot of things working in the favor of the Tennessee Titans in this game. And mostly, you know, when you look at some of the trends here, Dane, for this game, for instance, we know the Ravens, right, this year have been fantastic. But the Titans haven't been a pushover, especially since Ryan Tannehill started at quarterback for him, right? 7-3-1 against the number since he took over. 29.5 points scored per game since he has been in there. And while Lamar Jackson has been great, road underdogs in this round, and we know this, road underdogs, 8-3 against the spread against the Ravens in Lamar Jackson starts. All right, keep that in mind. Road underdogs going up against Lamar, you talked about it, overvalued, right? Little bit of hype, MVP. Yeah. Guess what? MVP, Lamar Jackson, as good as he is, that's overvalued, guys, and the books know it. So there's a reason why road underdogs have been 8-3 against the number against him. So there is a lot of value, I think, in Tennessee because they have a great running equalizer themselves.
Yep.
And so, they also have a mismatch nightmare in the secondary. And yep. So if Tannehill can keep lighting the fire, I think double digits is a little excessive because it's the one thing that we know about Baltimore. It's they score. They like to score quick. Well, okay, what happens if Tennessee's on the field for, you know, 7-8 minutes yep. With him and you can't – and then you got to sell out and then you got Brown. I think it's the most intriguing matchup of all the underdogs. Tennessee is the one that interests me the most from a value standpoint.
I don't disagree with you, Joe. And here's the other thing. If I ask you about Minnesota, Tennessee, Houston, and Seattle, the dogs here, the other thing I would give Tennessee is they have the most solid identity of all of those teams, right? I know what I'm going to get with Tennessee. They're going to punch you in the mouth. They're going to bend but not break on defense. They're going to try and keep it close and then make plays in the fourth quarter when they wear you down, okay? And that might play in this kind of matchup, okay? So that's one thing that makes me feel more comfortable with Tennessee. They have a rock-solid identity. I'll give you another thing that I think helps Tennessee, Joe. Mother Nature, I think, helps Tennessee this weekend, okay? It's going to be, I mean, you're going to be beautiful down there in Miami as usual. It's set to rain all weekend, Joe.
Right.
14-15 mile an hour winds also. And that only adds to the style of game that it's not like Baltimore doesn't want that style, but the same kind of style that Tennessee profiles with style makes fight. It's the same kind of close hang around game until the fourth quarter. So I think Mother Nature helps. And this is going to sound absolutely crazy, Joe, but Brett Kern could be a very big part of this game also.
Yeah. And you're not,
when you have that kind of game, right? A running game, a field position game, this Pro Bowl, all Pro Bowl punter could actually have something to do with it. Buffalo lost to this team by 3 points, Joe.
Yes. Yeah.
Same kind of style. San Francisco lost to this team by 3 points. Okay. I think Baltimore wins this game, but I don't know that it's by more than a touchdown, Joe.
Yep. And listen, the Patriots defense ranked sixth, guys, against the run this year. And they were also a top five tackling team this year.
It does not matter.
The Ravens, guys, are 15th and they are 12th in tackling. So it is a step down from what they just saw. And we all watched what Henry did in that game to that defense. And now you've got a disciple of Belichick. And not that Harbaugh is a pushover coach. He's not. He's not Bill O'Brien. He's a very smart coach. But he's going to have a guy on that other sideline. It also is a bit of a wild card here because we know who we know where he falls as far as the tree of coaching goes. Yeah. And he obviously, when he can take down Bill Belichick in that spot, a place that Jim Harbaugh has not had a lot of success doing over the years, it's an interesting. Is it worth double digits? That to me is. I think it's a little overvaluing right there. I do like the red zone defense of the Titans, too, if you can keep them the field goals. And you can get, you know, Henry going up against that defensive front that wasn't great. They were middle of the road against the run. He's rolling here now. And then Tannehill, of course, another wild card. What's he going to do in the passing game? What can he do? We keep waiting for the other shoe to fall with him, right, Dane? But
right.
Maybe it doesn't. We've seen guys like this get hot. Have we not in the playoffs?
We saw Joe Flacco. We saw Eli Manning. Do this, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Ryan
correct.
Tannehill, and he's in the same spot, Joe, right? He's betting on himself. He has a 1-year contract. Correct. He's out That's there correct. Not only for the Tennessee Titans, but for 31 other potential That's suitors. Correct. We have seen this before. This style and Derrick Henry make it's not sexy, but it makes them live every single time. Joe, what do you think? What would you set as an over-under for carries for Derrick Henry on Saturday? 30?
How many did he have in the game against?
34 on Saturday night. 34 for 180 something.
And the interesting part about that, though, is because they were close. They weren't necessarily playing from behind there.
Right,
so
that would be the problem, right? If Baltimore does get out early, gets out to a two-score lead, and forces Henry out of the game plan, which is why I wouldn't be surprised if early on, we see Hollywood Brown over the top. We see the crazy trick play that they've been holding with Lamar because they know, the Ravens know, they need to play from ahead so they could proverbially pin their ears back and try to mitigate the Derrick Henry.
The Ravens are not good against the run, guys. And their other numbers are deflated because they've played from in front. So they've, their passing, defense is great. Well, of course, because when you're dropping guys back and you know they're going to be passing, that ain't going to be the case here. They are going to have success running the ball. The Titans are going to have success running the ball against this defense. The question is, can they convert in the red zone and can they stop Baltimore from converting in the red zone? It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, but I still think 10 points is a lot. I get the Texans Chiefs number, guys. Andy Reid with a week to prepare, an extra week to prepare, guys. The numbers are disgusting. He's second only behind Bill Belichick. He is one of the most profitable coaches with an extra week to prepare against you that we have ever seen. And dating back to 2003 with a more than a week, 8 to 15 days to prepare, he is almost 60% against the number, Dane. So that's pretty impressive. And only Belichick is ahead of him and not by much there. Plus, he's 13-4 against the number with at least, if not more, rest than and he's favored by more than a touchdown. When he gets that extra week and he's more than a touchdown favorite, he's 77% against the number. He doesn't lose the games he's supposed to win, bottom line, and he covers the games he's supposed to cover, and the number tells us he's supposed to cover this game. I get why it's up to double digits, and it shouldn't scare anybody if you're backing the Kansas City Chiefs here, because that's what Kansas City does. That's what Andy Reid does.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Joe, I was starting to get on that Kansas City train when we hit December because I saw that defensive improvements, and I'm going to be on that train for the rest of the playoffs. You talk about Andy Reid after the bye. They were managing Shady McCoy throughout the rest throughout December for this, right? Andy Reid has a blueprint about this already, and I think the biggest part of it all is Joe Patty Mahomes is another week removed and another week rested and another week healthy. And to me, this is going to be Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, Joe, two of my three men in the AFC, right, that I've been talking about all year long. One of them is going to be left standing. Deshaun Watson, for all his Superman plays, he was sacked 7 times in that game, Joe.
That's correct.
Offensive line, it's still a problem. Terrell Suggs and that pass rush getting better. I understand.
Yep. Going to be interesting. By the way, Bill O'Brien's numbers, we'll give you those on the other side. Prepare. I hope you didn't have breakfast because you will throw up. We'll give you those coming up on the grid.
Good.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Morning after.
I don't see legally how you can stop this.
If my husband, or even my dad, because my dad and I play daily fantasy together all the time, if he was a professional daily fantasy player, I, of course, am going to sit there and say, hey, what do you think of this? Who should I put here? Or do you want to just set my lineup? Because I would love to win $1 million.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on the Sports Grid Network.
Y2K, Joe. Y2K.
I can't even, dude.
Make sure you write out that 2020.
Oh,
that's all.
Now you got a lot of answering to do here. Welcome in. Here we go on this Tuesday. A lot going on here in the world of sports. Not just today, of course, this week. And, of course, some of the things off the beaten path. Do not forget, we've got the Tournament of Champions, I believe, for the
Jeopardy tonight.
Jeopardy, right? The greatest of all time.
Yes. That who is, you got, Joe? Who you got?
I got to go with Jennings. I really do, man.
See, I wanted to also. Like Jennings too, but the other guy, remember the more recent guy, he was like a sports gambler. Remember?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So it's kind of like I want to have him represent for the crew.
Yeah, Jennings is just old school, man. It's,
I know. When you ask me, I go Ken Jennings.
I don't believe the third guy is mistaken. This has already been taped. I think the tournament has already been done. Like, so there is,
I did
get some early odds on this and it looks like it was close. You had Holhouser there, the recent guy, the sports bettor at +110,
right.
Jennings at +115 and Rutter was +280.
Yeah. I don't even know who Rutter is.
He was the guy in between. He was another guy. Yeah. He was the,
I don't even know him. I know the new guy, the sports bettor guy. And I know Ken Jennings. I don't know who the other guy is.
He was another guy, too, that that was there in – he was, of all of them, I believe, he's the guy that has won all time the most money. Like, he's the guy.
Really?
He collected $4.78 million while he was on the show, but he's not nearly as well known as the other two guys because personality-wise, he was – not exactly.
Yeah, well,
their personality.
And so it's going to be three nights, it looks like. It's going to be three nights.
Yeah.
And now here's my biggest question. How do they pick the categories for this, Joe?
I don't think it's going to be any different than what it would have been for the show, because that would be, how do you,
there's got to be people calling controversy based on whatever the categories are. Because even though these guys, you know, are experts at almost everything, and they damn ring the buzzer before the damn question's over, there's got to be some level of expertise in different areas for these guys.
I listen, they all won ridiculous amounts of money for these streaks. But keep in mind, when a guy like Rutter did it, they retired you after five straight wins. So think about that. He won $5 million at a time where you can only win five straight times, Dan, and then they shut you down. So he was ridiculous. So
here's what we got. Ken Jennings was 74 in a row. Okay?
Yes.
That's the record. Now, our guy Holzhauser, he has all 15 of the single show top ones. You know, so he was the biggest dominant. He maxed out the most, right? But Rutter holds the most, like, cumulative all-time money.
Right. And he beat Jennings in 2005. They had an ultimate tournament of champions. Also in 2014 for the Battle of Decades. Jennings finished second in both of those, but now you throw in Holzhauser here. It's a different. They've never competed against one another. I believe those two guys also took on, like, Watson, the IBM.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't they have the computer? Yeah. Like, and the IBM computer?
Yeah, and they kicked his ass.
I want to see the computer against these three guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm serious. What number would you hang for the computer? Would the computer be the favorite against these three?
No, he's already lost. They already got a loss.
Computer lost?
What I think is interesting is Holzhauser and Jennings have been talking trash on Twitter back and forth, too.
That's great.
So they've actually done a pretty good job of actually hyping this up. So
it's like Phil versus Tiger, right? The showdown golfing kind of thing that happened.
Yeah, so this is going to be Tuesday. So it's tonight through Friday.
Tonight? That's the first week. I've already saved it on my YouTube TV. I'm going to watch
this. Back on Tuesday the 14th, the day after, of course, the national championship next Monday.
Oh, and then, I have it airing on ABC today, tomorrow, and Thursday, 3 days in a row.
That's correct. Even through Friday, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Tuesday. So they're going to do a whole recap, I'm sure, and everything else.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. And and I don't mean to go dark here, but isn't Alex Trebek struggling with health right now?
Yes, but again, this was already taped. So this isn't going to be live, which I think is why the books have taken it down.
Right.
Because there
people
might
have
be
access
some
to the results. But I told you, Joe, I told you how to bet wrestling. We bet WrestleMania when the results were kind of predetermined. So,
But I think there's been some leakage here. So that might explain why the book's like, no.
Who wins? Do we know?
It's out there. I'm not looking for it, but it is out there from what I understand. Yeah. But I'm not looking for it. I'd rather watch it.
Do I want for this or not?
Yeah, I'd rather watch it. This is going to be interesting here. All right, so that's going to be fun. I'm going to say here, I'm going to go Jennings, man. I'm going to go Jennings. Who are you going with?
My knee-jerk reaction was Jennings also. But, like, this new guy entered the fray, and he's a sports investor, you know? And he's, like, kind of the wild card because we've seen what has happened when the other two have faced off before. Give me the new guy. Give me our guy. Give me our whole guy.
All right. So, well, listen.
Give
he's
me
the
sports investor. I'm going to ride for the sports investing community.
When the lines actually first came out, it looks like he was originally the favorites, and Jennings was second. Nobody giving Rutter any credit here. Zero.
Yeah, I don't even know who he is.
Right, yeah. And meanwhile, he's won the most money of all of them.
Fair enough. Yeah, he doesn't. He's a very intelligent man, okay?
Exactly.
I'm a ride with our new guy.
All right, so I'm going to go with the new guy. It's going to be fun. It starts tonight, guys, so that should be able to kill a couple of hours here and watch this tonight. I think that's going to be going to be a lot of fun here, Dan. I'm looking forward to these little side gigs here that they got coming up. National Championship, don't forget, now 6 days away. I think the hype train for that is probably going to be full throttle over the next...
Oh, yeah.
Who's carrying that game? But is it Fox or... Who's got the national championship? It's got to be ESPN, right? Because they do the whole
ESPN, because the family of network has had the beats.
I imagine the full court press for that is going to be ridiculous here over the next week, since it's been like a month since they actually played a game. So I imagine it's going to be 9,000 Dabo interviews, going to be 4,000 Ed. Good luck trying to figure out what Ed Orgeron's saying.
Yeah,
that's always a good drinking game.
Waterboy. that guy with the overalls. That stuff. But
what's
I think this is so bad, Joe, that they decided to push this back. Because honestly, on Monday morning, the day of the national championship game, Joe.
Yes.
What are we going to open our show with? It's not going to be college football. Nope. We're going to open our show with the Final Four in the NFL. We're going to be talking about, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. Oh, my God, did you see what Jimmy Garoppolo did? We're going to be, that's what we're going to be talking about, and it puts college football behind the eight ball. They should have played a national championship game last night, and I know there was the double booking of the dome and all that. But they are not going to get the shine that they deserve because NFL football will have their Final Four set.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's kind of an anomaly. So it won't happen here like this again next year. So they've been able to avoid it. But the truth is, we got the best two teams in the country. Number one, number two, bar none. You've got Clemson, doesn't take away from the fact you got a defending national champ going for one of the hardest things to do, which is repeat in all of sports. They're going after it. They've got the team. They beat what many people thought was the number one team in the country anyway, Ohio State. And they took them their best shot, and they walked away a winner. And meanwhile, LSU, they rolled Oklahoma, which a lot of people were like, they weren't that great anyway. You were 14-point favorites. Of course you were going to roll. This is by far going to be the game that both of these teams, having played Ohio State a couple of weeks ago, I think advantage Clemson, because all of that talk of, your schedule was that, what does that mean? The very last game they played was against a team against many people think would beat LSU.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Clemson is the more battle-tested team, ironically, because they've had this level of competition. If you go back, and Trevor Lawrence was there, Etienne was there, Dabo Sweeney was there. So, and you're right, the Ohio State win kind of just gives them credibility, right? Because they were playing the ACC all season long. But this, people came in knowing that there were three teams above everybody else. There were three undefeated teams, whoever was number four, whether it was Oklahoma, whether it wound up being Utah, whether it wound up being Georgia. We all knew that they were a little bit of a cut below. So we knew it was going to be LSU and whoever won that other game. 5.5 points, it's interesting because LSU was a locomotive against Oklahoma. I don't know that Burrow's going to get 8 touchdowns, but what I also don't know is if the LSU defense will stop Clemson at all.
Right. Exactly. And especially that he's tough when he runs that ball. That kid is tough, man.
Right. And now they let Lawrence run. Yeah.
Wow. Is he, he's a big dude. He's got, they've got some wide receivers there on LSU that are just flat out Sunday. They're going to be playing Sundays. Can they control that line of scrimmage is going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be an all-out war. I still think it's way too many points on the board. I don't think that these two defenses are going to allow a, 42-40 game. I just don't see it. I think this is going to be it's going to be a little tight to start, guys. It's certainly going to be a little tight to start.
That's what I'm saying also. With totals this high, you need it being dynamic high octane for all four quarters. It can't be something that opens up in the second half. And that's kind of what I think this might be. So far, Joe, the only prop bets we have are the passing yards for both quarterbacks.
That's the only thing out on the board. Interesting.
So far for prop bets. Burrow is 365.5 for passing yards, Joe.
Really?
Trevor Lawrence is a much more manageable 295. And I brought it up because I was going to be interested in what the Lawrence rushing yard.
Rushing yard, exactly. Remember,
and then I saw that
only
the passing was up.
Drive.
Right, exactly. And we've been seeing that lately, right? Josh Allen passes his prop first drive. I gave out Russell Wilson's rushing prop. He beat it first drive. We've seen that before. And if they are now like, hey, here's our break of tendency, here's our wrinkle to run him more, the computer algorithm over here, looking back at his last 10 games or whatever, is going to hang a low total for that prop.
Yeah. I will say this, too. LSU's secondary, one of the worst in the SEC, by the way, giving up at least 230 passing yards per game. Yeah, so they give up about 22 yards per game, 22 points per game, but they've been exposed in the passing game all year long, which is, and we know, listen, Clemson's got a couple of 6'3", 6'4" wide receivers out there as well that would make it a little tough to defend. So it's going to be a chess match, I think, this game, and who do you trust more, Ed Orgeron or a team that has won now, what, 30 in a row, 25 in a row. I think it's what are they? The quarterback. Well, I know this. I know Lawrence is 25-0 as a quarterback. He's 25-0. Clemson's won 30 in a row as a team. So, and they're getting 5.5 points.
Right. Which way do you think this is going to move, Joe? Is it going to get to 6?
I don't think it's going to. I think.
Okay. You know, we talk about do we do it now or do we wait? If I it sounds like we both are leaning Clemson, especially with points here. So
I'm all over Clemson.
If you're
I'm
on Clemson, and it sounds like we both are, then the question is, do you wait or do you take it now, Joe?
When it opened up and they were getting 6 is when I got it, and that's where I've held it. My question is, do I hit it again, even at 5, because I still like it at 5.5? Do I tease it up? Do I take the 11.5? Do I take the, you know, the 12? What do I do?
Also move it to like 75.5 and go under?
Right, because I still think the under is in play. I think it's overvalued. So
that's correlation, right?
Yeah. We'll give you the latest numbers. We'll do that next year on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. Again, that's 800-230-8145.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. right, here we go. Get ready, morning after coming your way. Also, tonight, you've got yourself, I believe, six NBA games, 26 big conference, 29 rather. A lot of good college basketball games on tonight. Conference play in full effect, and of course, 12 NHL games. We'll continue to take a look at, and maybe tomorrow, Dan, we'll start taking a look at some of the future bets now for the Super Bowl and see who, where some of these lines are falling compared to who do we think. Should we leverage some of these some of these plays with who we think? Because if we like some of the underdogs this week, maybe to pull the upset. I mean, sure, all four favorites could win out, but, you know, winning, covering is one thing, but is there somebody here that we like that we could ride all the way through the Super Bowl and get them at a number now? Because if somebody like a Minnesota or the Titans win, they win outright, you'll probably never get them better than you will right now with those numbers. So it'll be interesting.
A couple of futures tickets already that I'd like to play off of. You know what I mean?
Holding Baltimore, right? Is it?
I'm holding Green Bay to win the NFC.
Oh, that's
I got
right.
that
okay,
at the
great.
Beginning of the season. And in the middle of the season, I'm holding Kansas City to win the AFC when they were still the third choice behind New England. I've got Green Bay to win the NFC at like 12-1. And I've got Kansas City at around 8-1 to win the AFC. Okay. Both of those numbers have obviously gone down. So the question is, how do I play or hedge off of that? Joe, I have to say one last thing. We talk about numbers all the time. 5.8 and 6.6, Joe. The levels of two earthquakes in Puerto Rico over the last 24 to 48 hours, Joe. Okay?
Really?
And now there's tsunamis there and stuff like that. They're already without power. So I just got to send my warm wishes, and we're all praying for you, hoping you do all right there. I got friends and family, as you can imagine, there. 5.8 and 6.6 earthquakes over the last 24 hours on the island of Puerto Rico.
Just can't catch a break in Puerto Rico, man. It's absolutely unbelievable. Still trying to clean up the mess from the hurricane.
Exactly.
So, all right, thoughts and prayers there. Good luck to you guys here tonight. Come back and join Dan and I tomorrow. We'll recap it all and, of course, get you ready for what's going to be a crazy weekend. So good luck to you. Come back and join us tomorrow. The Grid, SportsGrid.com. Morning after next.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.